Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We have got Les Vaders here with Stratford Warriors Hockey. Les, good to see you. I wish the mood was better this morning, but man, oh man, as they've posted certainly on the Stratford Warriors Facebook page, they fought hard for this series. They fought hard this season.
Yeah, it was a heck of a battle by these kids. Anytime you get to a seven game, it's anybody's game from there. That was a tight game. But it really all started last week. We went into Chatham Wednesday night and sort of put up a stinker on the board. Aiden Wilson had an own goal. He spun around at the top of the circle and fired it right through the pads of Carter McDougall. So that was a tough one. And so you come home down three games to two, and you have to win on home ice. And
yeah.
Earlier in the week on our podcast, Brian Hawley, who you talk to for the Irish, called out the Stratford fans because he called them dressing up as empty seats.
Okay.
And it was nice. We had Small Town Strip Club up in the top corner at 6 o'clock, and there was about 500, and I think they announced about 532. I think there was more than that in that building, but it was packed, and it was a raucous atmosphere. Stratford played a heck of a hockey game. You have a clip. Carter McDougall makes the save of the playoffs. He called it the save of his lifetime.
Okay, let's play that clip.
Mary Tate in, sends it across. Right in, what a save by Carter McDougall. He put the paddle back, keeps it out of the net. Carter McDougall. Wow. Bogart over to the front.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah, that was a heck of a save. I haven't seen anything like that. And the funny thing is, right before that, Gannon Hunter for Chatham had made a save down at the other end. It was another 10-bell save down there. It was just huge. These two guys were going back and forth. Stratford gets the win. Quinn Kiffer, outstanding playoff. 7 goals in the this series alone. Scored the game-winning goal. Reese Brown, empty net goal from a sharp corner, ended the game. So we go to Chatham, Game 7.
Game 7.
Yeah. And, like they say, no better words than Game 7. So we go in there. We're driving down Tweedsmuir Ave, which the arena's on. You can see them lined up to the back of the arena. We're waiting to get in. We know it's going to be a raucous crowd. We know it's going to be packed.
And you're, I think, mentioning it's not a big arena, too.
No, it's seats. It might seat about 2,000 maybe, but it's bench seating, right? It's about 5 levels of bench seating. So you can fit a little more in there. And then standing room. Standing room was packed. And the boys were ready, getting off the bus, and they were ready. They came out flying. The referees started calling everything in this game. They hadn't called anything all series down there, and now they just started calling everything.
Okay.
So it was a tight first period, no score. We got into the second period. Chatham gets a goal. Gets the momentum, and they sort of dominated that second period last night. And then they got another goal late, and they're down 2-0 going to third. It's like, okay, 20 minutes left of Game 7 hockey. You got 5 overage players that this will be their last year, so they're nervous. Everybody's nervous. You can feel the tension in the building because even the Chatham fans knew Stratford wasn't out of it yet.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we get a goal, and just the arena just went quiet. Just quiet, except for our fans. A big shout out to Drayson Campbell's family from Wallaceburg. I think there was about 80 of them down in the corner.
Nice.
They said the count was about 52, but it sounded like 80. They were getting on the fans down there. Stratford fans travel well. There was a lot of red shirts in the crowd, a lot of parents there, even just casual fans there.
Yeah, because so, that's a good drive down to Chatham.
So it is, and it was a comfortable night, right? So it wasn't a bad drive. A 2-hour drive, and when it's not bad, it's not the greatest drive. So we got the goal in, and then it was just pushing right to the end. They just couldn't get the puck across. They had a couple chances. Just couldn't get it across, but, it is what it is.
Yeah, a 2-1 final, Game 7. Yeah. Like, my gosh. For you, Les, looking back at this series alone, let alone the season, looking back at the series.
The series is probably more than we thought we were going to get. We knew it was going to be a close one. Chatham and Stratford had played well against each other, but Chatham was coming in just destroying Elmira in the first round. And we played well against LaSalle in the first round, but Chatham came in and their power play was like 50% coming into this series. And that was all the talk. Chatham's high scoring. The first game we get that 6-4, but we get that controversial goal at the end of that first game. And that sort of set the tone for the second game. Stratford came out a little flat. We get beat again. The weirdest thing I have seen in Stratford anywhere is that second game. We saw 4 goaltenders in the first period.
There you go.
I don't think I've ever seen four goaltenders.
Yeah.
I might have seen him in a game, but not in one period alone. And within about 10 minutes of the start of the game. So it was the weirdest thing.
Yeah, no kidding.
But it was a back-and-forth series. We were down 2-0, went into Chatham. It was a must-win. It was like a Game 7. Dave Williams said it last night on his post-game interview. It was like we played a couple of Game 7s, we figure.
Yeah.
Just getting it back. And when you go 3-3 and you know you're going into Game 7, you know, it's really anybody's game. It doesn't matter. Statistics don't matter anymore.
Yeah.
You know,
and
got everybody the heart. They left it all on the ice. The five graduating players like Carter McDougall in net, Aiden Wilson, Hunter Nagy. You got Captain Cole Lewis and I forget the fifth one right now.
That's all right.
We'll get it. You know, those guys, they put themselves on the line every Friday night for these fans here for the last couple of years, 3 years for Cole. They left it all out there, something neat at the end of Friday night's game. Cole Lewis was the last one off the ice. And you can see he just paused and had a look around because you might not ever get that feeling in front of that many fans ever again.
That's right. So, man, what a series and what a season. So Chatham moves on, obviously.
Chatham moves on. Now they have to wait the winner of the St. Mary's London series, as that is going seven games now.
Yeah.
So St. Mary's had a 3-0 lead in that series, and everybody had London out of it. London's clawed their way back into the game. I know there's quite a bit of controversy in that series with the goals coming off the moorings all the time, but it's what it is, right? You have those pegs that don't go all the way in, and they teach the goalies, push off the corners, and it comes off pretty easy. So they play tomorrow night in St. Mary's, and if you want to go to that game, either if they have pre-sale, get your tickets then.
Yeah.
If not, get there early,
because for sure.
It holds about 1,400 legally.
Would you have imagined both series going to Game 7?
No.
Like this?
No. Especially when St. Mary's was up 3-0, right?
Yeah,
we thought
that
was over. The thing is, we get robbed again of the Stratford-St. Mary's seven-game series, which we were hoping for this year. But the way London's been playing, I'm not sure. St. Mary's is on their heels right now. The season they had, you'd hate to see it end now for them. You'd like to see them go on and play Chatham, but I don't know. I'm not going to pick a winner.
We'll see. Well, they have home ice advantage at the very least for Tuesday. So St. Mary's to the other series. And again, what a series this has been with Stratford Warriors. And thank you so much for your analysis. Thank you for your updates. We really appreciate chatting with you. Now, are there more podcasts with the Armchair Chirpers? Or?
Yep. So we're still going strong every Monday night. This Monday night, it's going to be kind of funny. We have Rhett and Chris Chessel from St. Mary's on. Rhett's a 16-year-old, very passionate GOJHL Lincolns fan. His dad was here. He lived here in town for many years, went to high school here in town. So they're going to be on the podcast, and we got an amazing lineup coming up. Some of the boys from the Warriors are going to join us in May. Dennis Williams, Dave's brother, he's going to join us over the phone sometime in May. We got Mike McLeod coming up at the end of the month. We're going to talk about that 35th anniversary of the goal he scored against the Chatham Micmacs at the time here in Stratford.
There you go.
That sent Stratford to the Sutherland Cup final. So there's a lot coming up on the podcast.
Yeah, the conversation continues. How do folks access it? It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. Yeah. Yep. Just search Armchair Chirpers and you'll come up YouTube. We're on Spotify. We're on every platform, really. Go to our socials. We're there. We try to announce who the guests are. Sometimes we have little conflicts and we have to change guests. You know how it is. We were supposed to have Tim Taylor on this week, but you know, he's a busy guy coming down to it.
Fair enough.
You know, it's whenever they want to go, that's when we go. More former players and, you know, we'll get them all on. And the Stratford Hockey Club, the Irish, they've been great. Last week we had Zach Magwood and Trey Hamilton, the play-by-play guy for the Irish, on. Fabulous interview. Zach Magwood is a great hockey player.
Awesome. So again, the conversation continues with Armchair Chirpers, but the Stratford Warriors wrapping up the season with Game 7 yesterday as Chatham moves on. We'll find out what happens Tuesday with St. Mary's in London. Les Vaders, thank you so much, Les. Really enjoyed these conversations.
Thank you, and I hope we get back to it next year.
You bet.